So this is all well and good, but it's hard to imagine how reinforcement can account for complicated behaviors that are unlikely to spontaneously occur, such as becoming a criminal or an Olympic athlete. This makes more sense when you take into consideration the concept of shaping. Shaping refers to selectively reinforcing closer and closer approximations of a desired behavior until that behavior is demonstrated. So, for example, Skinner would teach a pigeon to turn in a full circle, first by rewarding the pigeon for turning its head, then it gets rewarded for turning its body, and then for turning all the way around in a circle. Of course, reinforcement is not always intentionally arranged, but you can see how this could play out spontaneously. A child recites her ABCs and her parents applaud with delight. Then the child needs to go beyond the ABCs and spell dog for the same amount of praise, and so on until the person writes the great American novel.